Cool. Well, tell me a little bit about how you guys met.
Well, Dan and Steve and I all went to high school together. The three of us have been playing since 97. They went to school in Ann Arbor, where they met Troy. And I went to Michigan Tech, but we all hung out through college. That's when we started playing. So we've known each other for 20 years.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
We're all 20 right now.
Right.
And we've known each other our entire lives. It's amazing. Jacob and I guess we ran sound together
Yeah.
for campus church, and I don't know exactly how Jacob got in the band. It's kind of
It was
weird,
like an
really.
awkward date.
Yeah. Well, I knew he played drums. I hadn't heard him play drums, but I assumed he was awesome because he had good musical taste. And then I heard him play once, had him come over to our house, and I guess you would call it an audition where we would play a song for him and then he would play it perfectly. And then after that, we're like, "Do you want to come again?" And then he came again, and then we're like, "Do you want to play a gig?" And then he was in the band.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wasn't particularly formal and took an amazingly short amount of time to integrate him. Ends up our songs are easier than I said they were.
So what's this good taste in music that we heard of?
Oh, man. What, you want us to list bands that we like?
Yeah, sure.
No, I refuse.
It's funny because, Dan and I have been playing music for those so many years, but he's like, "Oh, this is a great song. I want to play like this." I'm like, "Man, I hate that song."
Yeah.
He hates my music. But
yeah, pretty much. I mean, I like what we do together.
Yeah.
But I don't know that we have a common thread in what we all listen to.
I think we all kind of like old school Weezer.
Yeah, we grew up listening to, Collective Soul, well, 90s bands, stuff like that. But
I think when
that's more me, but Dan probably doesn't follow that kind of stuff.
No. Well, actually, I mean, The Impact is a great listening cornucopia, I would say.
Most it is.
You play good music.
Cornucopia.
Yeah. When I Jacob joined the band, I think we asked, like, what do you think of our music? And he's like, "You guys play 90s rock." And we're like, "Oh, okay."
I said that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that was your explanation of our music. But, I don't know. I like all music, really.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, I wouldn't be a musician, probably.
Well, how did you guys kind of get into music then? Like, what kind of sparked that inspiration? What was the point where you're like, "Yeah, I want"?
Well, I mean, I started the first band Steve and Matt and I were in, and that the inspiration was Physics Olympics in high school, which was Jacob did not know this.
So
he's like looking at me like, "What are you talking about?"
Band?
So, senior year of high school, you don't do any work in the last like 6 months or something.
Right.
And they to inspire us to do work, we had Physics Olympics where you build a boat and sink it in the pool and relate that to physics. And one of the competitions was build instruments, write a song, sing a song.
Really?
And my band won. And we, I built a trumpet out of like a pipe. So it wasn't really, I didn't know what I was doing at all. A guy built a drum set, a guy built a guitar. We performed, and that was my first time on the mic. And I just screamed, physics! and I owned that crowd. And I knew from that moment on, I'm like, I don't have to know how to play anything. I'm going to start a band. And then I forced my friends to join a band with me. That's essentially what happened.
So did you continue with the trumpet?
No.
Or the pipe trumpet?
No. Although, I mean, we had the garbage can drum. We weren't exactly into buying instruments initially.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I went straight to bass because everyone knows bass is easy.
Aw.
<Duh.
laughs> No, that's a really cool, experiment, I guess?
Yeah.
Lesson plan?
Yeah, I mean, It was meaningful for us, for sure. And it's weird how much I really just forced my friends to join. Like, that's kind of strange to look back on. Matt did not play drums, but I knew that he could beatbox, so I'm like, "You are a drummer." And that's why we started without a real drum set.
We were band nerds. I mean, I've been playing instruments since fifth grade or whatever, but I remember Dan, it's like, "You want to be in a band?" I was like, I wasn't really geeked about it, but I think you thought, like, "Well, it's going to be you or Jeff." And I was like, "No, it's not going to be Jeff. I'm going to do it." So I was like, motivation that I was going to be in the band.
I hate that guy.
Yeah, and I don't know when you learned to play. Well, you never really did learn to play drums, so.
No.
Yeah.
He tried.
At some point, Matt was writing more songs and singing more and playing more guitar than he was really working on drums, and that's when we knew, oh, it's time to take things in a new direction. That's when we formed Janusy Watchmen. It was like, let's get a drummer and do something different.
You'd get mad if I'd buy a guitar instead of a drum kit or anything.
Yeah. I still own the drum set in this band. Jacob?
I own a drum set.
Slacker. I've never seen it.
Well, allegedly. I own a drum set.